I'm Matt Hartman, and this is TLDR Daily. Good morning, Allison.
Morning, Matt.
How do we know each other?
Well, we first met when I was making the intern podcast at BetaWorks. So a couple years ago here at BetaWorks, we became friends.
And now what do you do?
And now I just wrapped the first season of a new podcast called Bodies. Each episode is one woman's journey to solve a mystery about her body.
And where can people find it?
Anywhere you get podcasts. It's called Bodies.
What are you reading?
Well, funny you should ask, because it is very bodies centric, because that's all I've been doing the past year, really. The title of the article is The Unlikely Politics of a Digital Contraceptive, and it was published a few weeks ago in The New Yorker by Anna Altman.
A digital contraceptive.
Yeah. So basically, it is talking about how the FDA approved a new form of birth control called Natural Cycles. So Natural Cycles is an app for your phone, and you can use it to do a range of things, anywhere from just tracking your period and entering when your period is, to tracking a whole bunch of data that will, when used correctly, can tell you kind of down to the hour and down to the day whether you're fertile or not. So a lot of people don't know, a lot of women don't know, that your temperature gets higher when you're ovulating. So therefore, you can use the data that your body is giving you to naturally know when you're fertile and when you're not. And women who are trying to get pregnant have used this for years and years. You can use it, conversely, to use it as contraception. So the really interesting thing is that people who have used this method, it's called the fertility awareness method, are kind of in two camps. You have the ultra Catholics, like, don't use birth control camp. And then you have the hippy dippy left camp. And these two groups of people, for different reasons, have found this method to be really great. On the Catholic right, it's because it's not really a pill. On the left, it's because, you know, it's a natural form. You're not using synthetic hormones. These two groups are kind of interesting bedfellows, both advocating for this digital, natural contraception device.
That's really interesting. So these two groups have come together. And
oh, they're not together. They're just both interested in making a natural birth control available. And so in some ways, I mean, the complication now and what this article really dives into is how in the current administration, how Trump and his cohort are trying to roll back reproductive rights. They're looking to this natural birth control method as a way to take away access to the pill, take away access to abortion. So it can be hard to sometimes critique the pill, for example, because there are people who are so ready to take away reproductive rights. And my philosophy on birth control is, like, contraception, I should say, is like, it's up to everyone. Different things are going to work for different people. But like, this natural, non-hormonal way is a really great way to conceive or to have contraception.
How does this app work if it's measuring your actual body temperature?
Yeah, there's a Bluetooth-enabled thermometer that you can buy. So you take your temperature in the morning and then it goes to the app automatically. Or you can just, like, manually take your temperature, which I have done, and then you enter in that data. The other really interesting thing that maybe listeners to this of, you know, data and stuff might be interested in is that it's very individual. So you figure out your own fertile window when you're ovulating based on your own data. Some of these apps are using algorithms and aggregate data to tell you when you're fertile or not. So that's kind of where a danger lies too, in whether this is going to be accurate. Are you following anything I'm saying, Matt Hartman?
I am totally following it. I'm trying to process how accurate is this and how effective is
it? That's a great question. Yeah, a contraceptive can be 98% accurate, but if hundreds of thousands of people are using this, that's a lot of unwanted pregnancies, right? And kind of being in the 2%, if you really don't want to get pregnant, is not a good thing. So if you use this correctly, this method correctly, that means, like, waking up at the same time every day, measuring your temperature, also monitoring what's called cervical fluid. And so if you do that precisely, the rates are really good. but it's one of those methods that, like, if you kind of half-ass, like, it's not very accurate. But I think it's cool because there's just, like, all this information and data our bodies are giving us every day.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for indulging some talk about women's health, Matt. I'm so excited for your listeners to learn about this.
Thanks for listening to TLDR Daily. I'll link the article in the show notes. You can find me on Twitter @Matt Hartman. See you tomorrow morning.